It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 p.m. for a special Tuesday promotion. All tickets are $22. Buy now, NUSports.com. Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Parkins and Spiegel. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm enjoying what is now going to be the 2 weeks of what did Aaron Rodgers say and what did he mean by what he said?
2 weeks? Really? Thought it ended. I thought he mercifully ended it for us 90 seconds into McAfee today. Mm-mm. After baiting and switching for a while, he just kind of said, oh, there's nothing to see here. I mean, I guess he could do it again every day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... We'll know soon enough. I
just love how he has fully morphed into the off-season annoyance and perennial drama queen that Brett Favre was. He's really morphed beautifully into exactly that which he hated, which is, some would argue, our fate as grown men.
That to become the thing that we hate?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We all become our parents in some form or fashion.
Right, and,
yeah.
he's become Brett Favre here in his dotage.
Yeah, he has. And
he has.
But when you're that good and you know you still have so much to play, like I just assume that he is going to come back to Green Bay. And this is just a long, winding road of attention to get there. But he's a dumb, smart guy. Like he knows when he puts out that Instagram post,
yes.
That it is going to lead to speculation, because everything that he's done in the last 12 months has led to speculation.
Right.
So for him to then be like, I don't know what's cryptic about gratitude. Dude, we're all waiting on you to come back or not. So we're all waiting on news from you. So we're going to try to read into your Instagram post. Come on.
I will say that take me by surprise when it may not have been Steve. It may have been Greeny this morning, where they were breaking down one of the slides and they're like, yes, this photo is the photo from the game that he didn't play because of COVID. And it's Davante Adams and Randall Cobb saving his space for him. And I was like, oh, yeah? Like, wow, we really do are digging deep on the meaning.
Oh, that's interesting. So they went with saving the space for him. Florio wrote an entire post based on that picture, saying this shows that he's preparing Green Bay for life without him.
And Rodgers said that was one of his favorite photos from the last year. And it meant a lot to him. And he cried when he saw the picture initially, because it was just, it showed his two closest friends on the team being there for him.
Oh my God. He's so angry.
I'm so just exasperated. The dude, it's since the day of exposure for him. And it was not the lying. To me, it was the day after I own you. or 2 days after, because he was on a Tuesday, right? After Olin had said what he said, and he called out Olin. Remember, he said, now the rules of the game is that the woke mob, blah, 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 blah. But when you live above the game, like I do, he said, and then he proceeded to rip Olin back, which is 100% playing the game. It's like, so this is what he is. He wants to pretend condescendingly that he is above normal human activity, and then he shows you his version of normal human activity, and it's just freaking immature and tiring, frankly.
I get a little enjoyment out of it.
Man, like, I do too, Danny.
You know, like, I
narcissistic jackass, not you.
I know how you feel.
Honestly, that's a fair assessment of the both of us.
I know how you feel. It's like the COVID stuff was super unlikable because it's disingenuous and untrue, and it's about a serious public health issue. But the rest of the stuff kind of falls under like the NBA umbrella to me,
where of the fake, or
it's
like
a soap opera.
Harmless soap opera.
It's a soap
stuff.
Opera.
Sure,
you know
I
what I mean.
It.
He won the MVP. Mm. If he comes back, they are the favorites in the NFC. Period. He is the best quarterback in the conference. They are the best roster in the conference.
He could absolutely lose as the one seed for years to come.
Yeah. So I want, it's weird. Like, as a Bears fan, you want him gone. As a football fan, I very much want him back. The league is better with him in it for the drama off the field, but also for the level of football on the field. It is a better league with Aaron Rodgers in it, and he is still at the top of his game. So is he a weirdo? Of course. But this stuff is largely harmless, and so I can laugh at it personally. And we're going to explore Pancha Karma cleanses once the show starts today.
Let's go,
so,
baby.
Yeah, so we're going to be discussing. I had a very.
Are you going to start burning sage in the studio?
Dude, I don't know what the number is to get me to go through
the Pancha Karma cleanse.
What Aaron Rodgers did.
I don't believe there's sage involved, but I mean, we've been doing some research because I love hippie stuff. I really do. I want to do ayahuasca sometime. I'm interested. Color me intrigued.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard of the Pancha Karma cleanse. But we've researched all about it.
Did you see it? Is it Chelsea Handler that did that where she filmed herself
doing ayahuasca?
Yeah. It's bad. I mean, the concept was great, and I appreciate that level of vulnerability to a camera, but her description of it was...
Yeah, it can be, be uncomfortable.
No.
I still remember when Robin Quivers did it, and her talking about it for days and days on end was entertaining stuff.
It just seems... It's like...
Oh, Pancha Karma? Now we're talking about?
Yeah, what were you talking about?
Ayahuasca.
Oh, ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of bad info.
A lot of bad info out there. Yeah, I was still on the Pancha Karma.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, anything that is... You can't eat real food, and you have to force yourself to vomit. Like, what? Sounds terrible. Uh-huh. In the name of, like, having better skin?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
One day
you could just drink more water.
Right.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's Steph Parkin's plan for everything.
That's my wife's advice for every problem
she's not
I have.
Wrong.
She's
that's
not
a,
wrong.
That's a great strategy.
Really
drink
is.
Water and mind your business. That's what Shayna Goff always says. That's a good way to live your life. Drink water and mind your business.
Yeah, it's
strong.
A good slogan.
Yeah.
Probably be a profitable bumper sticker.
It would.
I just
and the
just
water companies would get behind it.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Aquafina.
Hi, we're Big Water.
Yeah.
Well, she's an actress.
Oh, that's true.
I just had a very interesting football conversation on our sister station in Pittsburgh right before coming into the studio.
Pony!
It was on my good friend Andrew Filippone and his co-host Chris Muller. And they are in a very familiar place for us.
Here's Mason Rudolph.
Yeah,
no, no, no.
Very, and a very unfamiliar place for their audience. Like, their audience doesn't know what to do with themselves because they, you know, old heads had Terry Bradshaw. Last 20 years, they've had Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, they even had a couple real good Cordell years in there.
Yeah. Neil O'Donnell. Like, the Steelers have had, like, five quarterbacks better than any quarterback the Bears have ever had. And they're
Bobby Brister,
they're
Mark
talking,
Malone.
They're talking about Mitch
Jim
Trubisky.
Miller in there, too?
Probably.
I think he had a stint there. I don't know how good of a year it was.
Do we share Jim Miller?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But they called, and they were asking about Mitch Trubisky. And Pony was, because he said that a lot of Steelers fans are starting to clamor for him. And Pony was getting on me. He's like, you're all over the place on him. And I was like, well, here's the thing. Mitch was bad. He was clearly square peg in a round hole for Matt Nagy. But we have to at least be open to the possibility, given that he's a former second overall pick, was the consensus top quarterback on the pre-draft boards, and had no talent around him here, that he could, in the right system that's simplified, turn into a Ryan Tannehill or Kirk Cousins-esque player. But, like, he also could lose out to Mason Rudolph in a training camp competition.
Yeah, I don't think that would. I actually think that Mitch is much better than Mason Rudolph.
I
like, much better.
So do you? How would you have answered, is Mitch Trubisky a top 32 quarterback in the NFL?
God.
I said no.
I think yes, but, like, we're, like, right there at the bottom of it.
Okay. And so,
like, if you made it 40, I'd say it without hesitation.
Okay.
32, I think he's maybe, like, right there at the bottom.
Are you in the same place as me as with his ceiling? Like, right,
yes.
Right system?
Yes.
Right. But the thing is,
but see, that's why I think he's much better than Mason Rudolph, because Mason Rudolph has no ceiling and he has no talent. like with Mitch, you can fool yourself, because there, if nothing else, there's some athletic ability that makes him elite enough to play the position of quarterback in the NFL. Mason Rudolph can't move and he can barely throw. I know that Mitch has got an arm, and I know that he can move.
Mm. But you don't think it's possible that Mitch is terrible?
Oh, yeah. No. Don't get me wrong, Danny. Of course. We did a whole week of shows. Is Mitch good?
I think we would. I think if Steelers fans were blessed to live our lives for a moment and have Mitch Trubisky for a season, they would see a lot of times Mitch just kind of running out of bounds, you know, because he thinks that's
behind the line of scrimmage.
That's what I mean. Like, when he could throw it away, those moments of Mitch being overwhelmed and just not realizing some of the options that are actually on the table.
Yeah.
I think those would come back. I think they would see that.
It just makes me mad, like, hearing, well, you know, the Steelers had a first round grade on Mason Rudolph. How? How did they have that? And the person who gave that first round grade to Mason Rudolph should be fired, because he's terrible.
Yeah, I just think that there's a chance that they are terrible equally, but in different ways. Like, you know,
fair?
Mitch might not be able to process the game at a fast enough speed to compete in the NFL. That is possible.
It's possible, but he could also execute a game plan and give them their version of our Buccaneers game, where he dominated in the first half. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he could have some games like that.
Yeah, I mean, that game against Tampa, Mitch's best game, you know, they had, like, half their starting defense out. He had 6 touchdowns. It was a great game. But, like, I don't know. I want to see him get another shot, and I want him to get it in a place that's very different than here in terms of what he's being asked to do. But I'm
actually
not buying Mitch stock.
I think that he could be better with a coach like Tomlin, too. Because the style that Tomlin is going to ask whomever plays the position there other than Aaron Rodgers is one that is going to be, we're going to mitigate mistakes. We're going to be very careful. We're not going to ask the quarterback to do more. I mean, look at what they were doing with Ben Roethlisberger over the last 3 seasons.
Well, let me ask
that
you guys.
That guy was washed. He was washed at the end of the 2019 season, and they were still a legitimate playoff team through last year.
Now, we know that Mitch in the Pat Mahomes role in a Nagy offense didn't fly. I can't assume that Mitch in the Josh Allen role in the Brian Daboll or Ken Dorsey version of the Bills offense would not fly.
I mean, against the Bears it did.
Right, in preseason.
It was so great to see Mitch just be out there like, boom, touchdown, yay!
What if I told you that Mitch was in the Jimmy Garoppolo role for last year's 49ers? Are his numbers, is his success worse than Jimmy Garoppolo being asked to do that much and just not put the ball in harm's way? I kind of feel like Jimmy has, like, put the ball in harm's way more than Mitch would have in that circumstance.
I feel that system would be perfect for him.
But But wouldn't it be perfect for everybody?
Baseline quarterbacks. That's why that system is what it is.
Oh, I think it's perfect for Jimmy. I just think that, like, that's the best version of Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're not going to get better than that.
Jimmy Garoppolo went to a different system, he would be worse.
And the best version in that is like Kirk Cousins, right? Like, he does a lot.
Well, I think if Aaron Rodgers went to San Francisco, he would be amazing, and they would ask him to do more than they asked Jimmy Garoppolo to. But, like, I guess Ryan Tannehill had a good coach, a historic running back, two really good receivers, and a good offensive line.
And he still threw his last three picks for interceptions that killed them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and he was a top half of the league quarterback. Kirk Cousins plays in a dome, best wide receiver tandem in the league, top five running back in the league, and he's a top half of the league quarterback, barely. You know, like, I just don't know how high. I think a lot of people in an awesome situation, good coaching, good skill position, talent, good weather, etc., can be adequate in the NFL. But do you want to, is that what you're shooting for? Like, alternative is Mason Rudolph, and sure, it's an upgrade, but, like, I feel like you got to dare to dream a little higher.
Yeah, you want to aim higher than
Aaron Rodgers if you're the Steelers. You're hoping, because of the things that he said
about
Mike Tomlin, that maybe that's and it's the AFC, so if the Packers were going to, like, sign off on moving him, they could move him to the AFC without worry. That's what I would be thinking about. You do have to start thinking about contingency plans, though. And your contingency plan cannot be Mason Rudolph. It can't be.
Right. I agree with you. And I guess we're circling back to Rodgers now, but reading him is tough, obviously. Doesn't it feel like it's more retirement or Green Bay? He said all of these super nice things about everyone in Green Bay, his neighbors, the organization, and Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur and everybody. He's now going to just come out and be like, I came out of this cleanse and I'm asking for a trade.
I think the best way for him to ensure some more success at a high level and to play with his friends like Devontae and Randall and to get all the attention and the continued money is to go back there and hold him hostage again. Have another year, and then hold him hostage again the next year. And I think he's enjoying that process. I think he's locked and loaded to go back there. He's just taking his own sweet time and milking it.
Let me ask you both this. I just need some clarification on something. Was Denver in the cards because of Shailene?
That's what I'd read, but I don't know the particulars.
So that was a theory that because she lived out there, maybe that's where they wanted to raise their family and. And if they're no longer together, does Denver then go away?
Yeah, there had also been, you know, the Elway connection, and Peyton did it, and it's seen as being, you know, quarterback friendly in that way. And they've got an awesome roster, 2 through 53. It's a really talented team. It's just they have no quarterback. So, and they just hired his buddy Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, there you go.
To be the head coach. So I think there was more than that. Like, you know, Deshaun Watson was linked to Denver at the beginning because a lot of people think that the Broncos are a quarterback away from being a contender.
Sleeping giant in that way. Did you see our guy?
But they'd
Luke
have to
Getsy?
Trade a lot to get a good quarterback. So, you know, it depends what you would give up.
See our guy Luke Getsy in one of those photos with Aaron.
Yeah.
He had gratitude for Getsy. We took him away. That's right.
Go Bears.
Damn Skippy. By the way, quarterbacks who of consequence who played for the Bears and the Steelers. Yes, Jim Miller.
Yes.
Yes, Cordell Stewart.
Slash.
How about Mike Tomczak? Big pile of Mike Tomczak there in Pittsburgh. A backup for O'Donnell. A starter at one point. They had Tomczak and Jim Miller at one point.
So they do understand what it's like to be a Bears fan.
Just like, you know, with five more Super Bowls as a franchise.
Right, and a healthy family.
Yeah, right, other than that.
And some really progressive hiring ideas.
And continuity in coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that Brian Flores hire from Mike Tomlin.
It's a great hire.
It's absolutely.
It's a strange hire.
We get a head coach quality candidate as a defensive assistant.
Mm-hmm. It's a linebacker coach. Yeah. A little overqualified. And
associate head?
I don't think he got the associate head coach
tag. He got something like that.
It was like defensive assistant, but it wasn't necessarily like assistant coach. It was
right. It wasn't coordinator or associate head coach, but yeah, it was like
senior, defensive assistant, senior linebacker,
senior defensive assistant.
Right.
That's senior in there. It feels better.
That's big.
You know?
It might be a pay scale thing.
It's true.
I don't know, but it could be that. Yeah, I'm the senior. It's like, what up? Senior football analyst, pay scale.
That's what it is. How many years do you have to do it to get that? Because Hub's in year 42, 41.
I know why you're asking. Rich Hornberger has a long way to go.
Yeah. That guy.
Dude got catfish.
You got to go 20 years in, right?
To get senior?
To be a senior.
To be senior anything?
Hmm.
15? Were you lowering it to 15?
I don't know. So you guys are senior radio hosts?
Oh, hey. Oh.
I mean, yeah.
We're the middle children of the score.
Well, I know, but now you're the vets.
Burnsy, Burnsy, Burnsy. Like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Yeah, we are the vets.
You're the vets.
KG I don't know.
Vets.
I'm smack KG dab vets. Right in the middle of the top end of the day.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Man.
Lawrence, are you on board with the Elam ending? For all basketball.
I heard you. I was pulling into Trader Joe's yesterday, and I was listening to you wax poetic about the Elam ending. I'm not for it for the NBA right now. I do think that smaller conferences should experiment with it, and I think the G League should experiment with it.
What's the apprehension?
Just it would be such a dramatic change. Like I want to see how it would play out in the G League first, but I love the idea of every game ends on a game-winning shot.
It's like, cool, right?
Yeah, and you'd have to put some guardrails in, like it can't be a free throw. You know what I mean?
I think so, too.
That happens. You can definitely end on a free throw in the basketball tournament that uses it. And the All-Star game ended on a free throw when it was here.
Yeah. How about the go-over? The go-over thing. I mean, that would be too gimmicky, obviously.
That's too gimmicky.
I know, but I was doing that in darts the other day where you're playing down from 901 as a group and you get down to like 15 and somebody got a 16. Like, oh, sorry. It's your turn again.
Well, yeah, we should definitely take your darts game.
I think so.
And apply it to the NBA.
I've thought that for a long time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, which is why everybody should have a couple of beers.
Yeah.
To start off, loosens you up.
A tipsy Giannis really gives the Sixers an edge in the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, all right, so you are intrigued, but yes. Have not seen enough.
No. I think that it's great. There would be such massive pushback, I think. I'm for exploring it. That's how I would say it. Like, let's try it. Let's try it out and see what happens. Like, if you're the Colonial, and you're like, I want to get people to watch my tournament. Just 1 year, your conference tournament is going to use the Elam ending. I think that people would go, that's kind of interesting, and maybe watch a Colonial tournament game that they wouldn't ordinarily watch. And then let's see. I'm for a little trial and error, but I was not, as I was listening, I was like, I'm not offended by you wanting to go with it. I was like, yeah, I think you're a little extreme on it, but I think it's a good idea. Let's explore it.
I probably have seen more of it because I watched some of the basketball tournament.
The TBT.
Yeah, because Boeheim's Army is always a top seed in it, so the Cuse alum, and then obviously I love the All-Star game. Well, and the reason I ask, Nick Elam, who created it, is on the show today at 3 o'clock. Want to talk to him about how he came up with it. Is he a consultant for the use of this? What are the best arguments against it that he's heard? That sort of thing. So
I mean, it always was a lot of fun when you're playing 21. Like I always loved that, like as a kid. And the idea of like what Speegs is talking about, where tip to zero. Oh, that was so fun.
Mm.
When you play 21 and you tip in someone's shot and they go back to zero. And God, I mean that's a lot of summer nights like in the city playing the game that way.
And how about just like any of the 2-on-2 and 3-on-3 half court pickup games of our lives are always like, all right, man, first one to 15.
Right.
And you're busting hump to get the game winner. And it's 14-9, it's 14-10, it's 14-11. The pressure starts to build. That feeling is worth exploring to put on to the highest level of basketball in the world. The All-Star game really confused the issue for a lot of people with the zeroing out after every every quarter.
Yeah, I didn't understand why they didn't have, like, there should have been a mechanism for them to have the running score along with the quarter wins. And I know that that's taking up a lot of space on your screen.
It was super easy, and they just didn't do it.
But they
Saw the aggregate. Am I crazy? Wasn't the aggregate score in the top right the whole time?
Just before the fourth quarter, maybe. Or like when they started the fourth quarter. Was the aggregate there the whole time?
Yeah, I thought it was there.
What kind of TV is it?
You kept talking about
it. I didn't know.
The score was in the top right of the All-Star Game
top
broadcast.
Right where? Like, was it a see-through thing? Was it part of the bug?
It was on the television.
Was it on Draymond's shirt?
It was on TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
The total score was top right. The score for the quarter was at the bottom.
I didn't see that.
All right.
Totally missed it. If it was there, I didn't know it.
I'm pretty sure it was there. But anyway, so Nick Elam today at 3, Hub Arkish at 4. Cleanses and Spiegs has a giveaway for today. It's a newer type of giveaway situation.
It is.
And other nonsense, as is our wont.
Boys, have yourselves a show. I will see you on Thursday because I am doing a Black History event for Odyssey tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Anything you want to plug or specifics?
Well,
or?
I think it's internal, so I'm not even sure. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited because Tigger, the guy who used to host on BET, is one of the Odyssey hosts, and he's going to be a part of the Zoom that I'm on. I'm kind of excited about meeting some people from other markets.
That's great. Enjoy. It's a great reason to see you on Thursday, I suppose.
Yes, I will see you guys on Thursday.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.